This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Sue, S-U-E. Last name is Albaya, A-L-B-A-Y-Y-A. Date of birth is 8-19-1946. Date of evaluation is 7-28-2022. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of schizoaffective disorder, anxiety, and assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 76 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 9-18-2022 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital. Patient's chart indicates that she suffered from left femur fracture post fall. Your patient reports that she is unable to bear weight at this time. Your patient reports a long-standing history of psychiatric problems and reports that she is seeing a therapist and a psychiatrist at Huron Valley Counseling Center. Patient believes that her clonopin dose was decreased by medical staff and wants to be back on clonopin 1 milligram 2 to 3 times a day period. She reports that she carries diagnosis of schizoaffective disorder period, has a history of paranoia and mood changes. Period reports that she was admitted to St. Joe's Hospital in Ann Arbor several times, and last hospitalization was 6 years ago. Patient knew that she's on clonopin, Effexor, Zyprexa, and reports that medical staff prescribed her Trazodone for insomnia. She's also on Buspar. Next paragraph. She denies any hypomanic manic symptoms. She denied any auditory visual hallucinations. But reports that she does have anxiety and experiences, quote, knots in her stomach, unquote, at times. Next paragraph. Patient reports that she was born and raised in Michigan. She reports that she has a sister and a brother. Peter reports that sister suffers from depression. Peter patient reports that she has a history of, she has a degree of English literature from University of Michigan, Flint. She reports that she did some kind of retail type of job. Patient reports that she has a son and a daughter, and reports the daughter has history of alcohol abuse and is going through divorce. Patient reports that both of her parents were alcoholic. Next paragraph, our review of system, general weakness. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, pain and weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemallergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, yes, at St. Joe's Ann Arbor, and the prior history of suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, married, number of children, 2. Current employment, not working. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, letter form, chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history. See medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart, family history as reported above, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, substance abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medication, MAR. reviewed trazodone 25 milligram at bedtime, clonazepam 0.5 milligram twice a day, venlafaxine ER 300 milligram once a day, olanzapine 15 milligram, 1.5 milligram at bedtime, buspar 30 milligram twice a day. She's also on olanzapine 2.5 milligram once a day. Next paragraph. Blood pressure 115 over 64, pulse 91, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, pleasant, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, clear mood, mildly anxious, affect broad thought process, intact association, normal thought content, no suicidal, homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented time, three memory intact for recent and remote events, foreign knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair sleep, and appetite, fair. Next paragraph, under assessment plan. Schizoaffective disorder, depressive type F25.1. Plans continue. Olanzapine as prescribed. Number 2, generalized anxiety disorder F41.1. Plans continue. Clonopin and buspar as prescribed. Patient could benefit from supportive therapy. Next paragraph, disposition. Ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Staff needs to monitor for any persistent changes in mood and notify our service for any persistent increase in anxiety period. No indications to increase the clonopin at this time, considering she's already on buspar. Peter will follow with you. Patient will follow up with her psychiatrist and therapist upon discharge from this facility. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative check. Common side effects of SNRI, antipsychotics, benzodiazepines. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.